This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Simone Biles has entered uncharted territory with her latest victory on the global stage. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh from AP reports.
Simone Biles has won the individual all-around title at the World Championships for the sixth time to become the most decorated gymnast in history. 10 years after she won her first in the same Belgian city of Antwerp as a 16-year-old, Biles scored 58.399 points across the balance beam, floor, vault, and uneven bars to beat Rebeca Andrade of Brazil by 1.633 points. Biles' U.S. teammate Shailese Jones took the bronze medal. Biles now has 34 medals across the World Championships and Olympics, making her the most decorated gymnast, male or female, ever. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said on Friday the award for the Nobel Peace Prize went to jailed activist Narges Mohammadi, highlighted the courage and determination of Iranian women.
We've seen their courage and determination in the face of reprisals, intimidation, violence, and detention.
OHCHR spokesperson Elizabeth Rossell also reiterated calls for the release of Mohammadi, one of Iran's leading activists who has campaigned for both women's rights and the abolition of the death penalty. An aid group says heavy artillery fire killed at least 11 people and wounded 90 in a major city in conflict-torn Sudan. Doctors Without Borders said the attack took place in the city of Omdurman, just next to the capital of Khartoum, on Thursday, but did not say which of the country's warring parties was responsible. It said that children were among the dead. The group, also known by its French acronym MSF, says the wounded are being treated at Al Nail Hospital in Omdurman. It's one of several facilities where the medical group operates. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Shock and horror is giving way to grief and anger in the Ukrainian village of Horoza, where a Russian missile killed at least 52 funeral goers on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam has more.
Residents made space for more graves in a burial plot outside the Ukrainian hamlet of Horoza on Friday as they reeled from the horror of what happened the day before. Dozens of people gathered in a local cafe for a meal on Thursday to honor a soldier who died when the missile struck. Moscow denies targeting civilians in its full-scale invasion, a position it repeated on Friday in response to the strike. Thousands have been killed in a bombing campaign that has hit apartment blocks and restaurants, as well as power stations, bridges, and grain silos. Not all of the victims could be immediately identified. Valery Kozier says the village will be forever changed.
They were all from here, and now they are gone. Now I'll have to cross out half of my phone book. I won't be able to get a hold of them in the next world.
Chris Dignam from Reuters. The Biden administration has ordered two Russian diplomats expelled from the United States in retaliation for the expulsion of two U.S. diplomats from Moscow last month. The State Department says it took the action in response to Russia declaring the two American diplomats persona non grata because of contacts with a Russian national who had once worked for the now closed U.S. consulate in Russia's far eastern city of Vladivostok and was arrested this year. Liberians voted in an election on Tuesday in which soccer star turned president George Weah is seeking more time after a first-term critics say was marred by corruption and continued hardship. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The former soccer star, who came to power in 2017, says the global health crisis set back his plans, but that he is on track to deliver progress in the poverty-stricken country. He's campaigning, as he did last time around, on building new roads in a country where many unpaved routes become impassable in the rainy season. Weah has also built hospitals and introduced free education. But some voters are disappointed by his failure to improve living standards or tackle corruption. Last year, Weah fired his chief of staff and two other senior officials after the United States imposed sanctions on them for corruption.
David Doyle from Reuters. Alaska fishermen will be able to harvest red king crab, the largest and most lucrative of all the Bering Sea crab species, for the first time in 2 years. The news offers a slight reprieve to the beleaguered fishery beset by low numbers likely exacerbated by climate change. There was no such rebound for snow crab, however, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced Friday that fishery will remain closed amid population declines. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.